Page 18. Reading.
Everyone loves outdoor celebrations, but rain often ruins the day. There's a solution, but would you want to use it? Playing with the weather. There are 3 days a year when it never rains in Moscow. Victory Day, City Day, and Russia Day. These are the city's three most important public holidays, when thousands of people go out to celebrate in the streets and everyone wants the weather to be fine. The good weather, however, isn't just good luck, and Moscow doesn't have a dry season. It's the result of scientific planning. The Russian government uses a system that artificially prevents rain from falling over Moscow. How do they do it? If the forecast predicts rain for these special days, Air Force planes spray chemicals, silver iodide or dry ice, into the clouds. These chemicals force the clouds to either produce rain or disappear before they reach Moscow, so that the city remains dry. This technique, called cloud seeding, may sound like science fiction, but the Russian government has been using it since the 1980s. A celebration may not justify manipulating rain, but weather control is used all over the world to solve some serious problems. In areas suffering from drought, cloud seeding is used to create rainfall, increasing it by up to 15%. Hailstones that cause damage to crops and property turn into harmless raindrops when the right chemicals are fired at them. Fog is cleared near airports around the world, allowing planes to land safely. And what about controlling hurricanes, which cause thousands of deaths every year? This isn't possible yet, but scientists are working on it, and they predict that they will soon find a solution. Trying to control nature, however, is always controversial. Ecologists fear that chemicals sprayed into the atmosphere will spread into the soil and water and enter the food chain. This could harm plants and animals and eventually affect human health. They also point out that cloud seeding may produce rain in one area, but prevent it in the place where it was meant to fall. Diverting a hurricane might cause it to hit somewhere else. Even more frightening is the use of weather control in times of war. It's possible to increase rain in order to flood enemy lines. In fact, the United States used this technique years ago in Vietnam. In the future, governments or terrorists could manipulate the climate to create floods, droughts, and famines, destabilizing entire countries. It's an open secret that major powers are investing millions on weather warfare systems. They want to be sure that by the time their rivals have them, they'll have developed them as well. What are the consequences of playing with Mother Nature by manipulating the weather? Only time will tell. In any case, Russians will be celebrating the next Victory Day with picnics and parades, and according to their plans, it isn't going to rain.